So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Dr. Ryan, back here today. I want to talk about a topic that I get asked about a lot. So on this episode today, I want to talk about the term mobility and why your mobility isn't improving. A question I get asked a lot, Ryan, I have tight hamstrings. How do I get them moving better? Ryan, I have a tight shoulder. How do I get it moving better? Ryan, I have a stiff ankle. How do I get it moving better? So all of that I'd classify in the term of mobility, meaning we're trying to get more range of motion out of it. Frequently in my one-on-one sessions, I'm trying to improve someone's mobility to take pressure off a certain joint and just to help them get moving better. So a lot of people, especially gym goers, try to take a crack at their own mobility. They try to get their hamstring moving better, try to get their hip flexor moving better, try to get their ankle mobility moving better. But why won't it improve on their own? I've seen this for almost a decade now, and the two most common reasons I see are they're not spending enough time under tension to actually get changes in their tissue. And the second one is they're wasting their window of getting new mobility. So let's break those down. So not spending enough time under tension. We have some really good research that shows that in order to get a signal to the brain, to rewire the brain to either tell a muscle to loosen up or even harder to get a joint to move better at its end range of motion, you need at least 45 seconds to 2 minutes of time on that individual muscle or that individual joint. So I'll say that again, at least 45 seconds up to 2 minutes is the prime window where we actually get tissue change. So the number one reason I work with people and say, show me what you've done. And I'll say, oh yeah, that is the perfect thing to do, but you're not spending enough time. We need to test, retest, make sure that our brain is rewired so we actually get tissue change, whether it's the muscles, the joint, whatever tissue we're trying to identify to get more mobility or more motion at end range. The second most common reason why people's mobility doesn't improve when they try to take a crack at it themselves is they are wasting the window. So let's say someone comes to me and has limited mobility overhead position. They can't reach their arms up overhead and they want to because it's making their shoulders hurt and they know that having that range of motion is just going to be good long term. They may even be doing the right thing in step number one and spending enough time getting it moving up overhead, but it doesn't stick. It just reverts back because they waste their window. So all of the drills we do to get mobility are temporary. We know that, I know that. So we need to use that new joint or that new range of motion for the joint, for the muscle, in order for it to stick. So if you're someone that has limited mobility in a joint or don't, your movement has a restriction, tight hamstrings, etc., I kind of go through a three-step process, and I have a YouTube video to kind of break this out in more video form. That might be a little easier to conceptualize, but a three-step process I use is I try to open it. So I try to open the joint, open the muscle, get it moving better. We try to isolate it, really try to get that end range of motion, either with some type of muscle activation or use some type of end range of motion. And then the third and most important is integrate it. We have to use it in some type of motion. Ideally in a workout, say you have limited ankle mobility and you open it with some type of runner stretch or some type of calf drill, you isolate it by doing some type of slant board, calf raise, something like that, and then you integrate it by squatting at end range of motion. So getting range of motion back is hard. We need to make sure we spend enough time and focus on one thing, and if we really want to improve our mobility, that's step number one, make sure we're spending enough time under tension. And step number two, make sure we use our window, that we either stretch or foam roll or do whatever drill we get, that we have a window where we move better. Make sure we use it, ideally in an exercise or just in another functional pattern, in order to let that mobility stick and save the Word document, as I said. So quick recap of today. Why, if you've had limited mobility and you've worked on it and it's not improving, the top two reasons I see with clients I work with is they don't spend enough time under tension, or they don't use the range of motion after they actually get it back and the window is just wasted. So if you found this helpful, or you want more of a visual of that, I have a YouTube breakdown that I'll link in the podcast episode below. Otherwise, more episodes like this will be coming out, so be sure to subscribe to the Rev Health and Wellness YouTube channel as well. I'll try to put some of this information out there to for the visual learners to hopefully try to help people. Thanks to everyone that's listening. I appreciate everyone following along. If you found this helpful, be sure to share it on social media. Otherwise, I'll check you next episode. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.